Yeah, because there's no end to questions. You see, but that must be accompanied by one thing. Whether the acceptance of God's will has happened. Because there's no point suppressing questions. But when you accept things are the way they are, people are the way they are, events happen the way they are meant to happen, that's when the questions dissolve. You realize that the mind cannot really continue on this journey of cause-effect relationships, rationalizing, analyzing, because it is an endless activity. So when you accept this play of life in which you have been placed, then the questions drop away. But if that acceptance is not there, and there is still a conflict, a struggle, then that needs to be looked at. Now, end of questions could also mean a lot of frustration. Because I'm not getting my answers, see? Which actually means I'm not getting answers, I'm expecting to hear. That's what it means. So by and by, when you see that things unfold the way they are meant to, you are less involved in situations. You say what you have to, you do what you have to by all means, but thereafter, you leave it to God's will. So that is when the mind, because questions are raised by the thinking mind, not by the vacant mind. So that is when the mind starts resting more and more, because this churn is not happening like it used to. The result is you are more at peace.